KAXE News. I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Bemidji police say they responded to reports of people running and swimming away from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Thursday. Larissa Donovan has more.
Bemidji Police Chief Mike Maston says his department was informed that ICE agents plan to perform, quote, targeted enforcement efforts. In a news release, Maston states police officers responded to the south side of Lake Bemidji around 11:30 Thursday morning. Numerous people were reportedly running from the area, and one person went into the water. This person reportedly swam 100 yards offshore. According to the release, ICE agents safely removed this person from the water. An unidentified number of individuals of interest were taken into ICE custody. Reporters for the Bemidji Pioneer were at the scene and report at least one construction worker was detained near a worksite at the South Shore Hotel. The hotel was undergoing roof work after sustaining extensive damage from last summer's derecho. In a news release, owners state a worker employed by a subcontractor was on a lunch break when he was detained. The ICE activity this week follows enforcement in the city at various construction worksites in early June. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
Red Lake Chairman Daryl Seeke Sr. has won his re-election campaign and will remain at the helm of the Red Lake Nation following Wednesday's runoff election. Seeke was challenged by former Red Lake Chairman Floyd Buck Jourdain, who earned 15 more votes than Seeke in May's initial election. On Wednesday, Seeke earned more than 54% of the vote, which saw around 3,500 ballots cast. Also winning elections in Wednesday's runoff were Clem May Sr. for Red Lake Representative and Lisa Bolio for Little Rock. Former Red Lake Representative Rob May has already been sworn in as secretary after earning more than 50% of the vote in May's election. Minnesota is experiencing the worst wildfire smoke in at least recent memory and possibly ever. Megan Buffington spoke with the Pollution Control Agency to learn more.
The PCA has been using monitors across the state to measure air quality for decades. It started keeping records back in 2014. In terms of smoke, air quality is measured by the concentration of fine particles in the air. Minnesota's record was set last year in Grand Portage at 476.2 milligrams per cubic meter. As of Thursday morning, the new record was 797.5. Ryan Leake is a meteorologist with the PCA.
You're talking about all of these past wildfire events, smoke events that we've experienced in Minnesota in 2021, in 2023, and 2025. Nothing has come close to what we're measuring with this event.
Those numbers might seem different than the readings you've seen when checking the air quality where you're at. The PCA uses two other measurements. One you're probably familiar with, the Air Quality Index, or AQI. That's measured on a scale of 0 to 500 and is a 24-hour average of air quality. There's also the Nowcast AQI. Leake calls it a bridge between the hourly concentration measurements and the daily AQI.
It's all trying to tell you the same thing. Once you see numbers that are really high, you know, it's just bad air quality.
The PCA forecasts unhealthy to hazardous air quality for northern Minnesota through at least midday Friday, when the smoke will start to retreat. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
People aren't the only ones impacted by wildfire smoke. The American Veterinary Medical Association reminds people to be mindful of pets, horses, and wildlife, too.
If you are seeing or feeling the effects on yourself as a human, you definitely want to take precautions for your animals.
Jen Quammen is the president of the AVMA. The symptoms to watch for in your pets are the same ones that you might experience: irritated eyes, coughing, or difficulty breathing. Quammen notes that pets are really good at hiding their symptoms until they can't anymore. So it's best to be extra cautious and reduce exposure to smoke as soon as possible. When is it time to call your vet?
You know when your dog is being normal and you know when they're not. And if there are things that seem out of the ordinary, it's always worth reaching out to the veterinarian.
You can find more information on how to keep your furry friends safe at avma.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.